Blog Talk Radio.
Sugar on faith-based purpose with our host, Evangelist Patricia Williams. Today, Evangelist Williams will be speaking to us on endurance. Evangelist Williams, how are you this evening?
I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. So this is your show, so just flow and let us know what you have to tell us today. Share the good news.
All right. God bless all of you. I'm excited to be on the show this evening. My voice is a little dull because I've preached the whole weekend. But we're going to talk a little bit about endurance. And we're going to be coming from Hebrews 10, 31 through 38. And I'm going to read first out of the Revised King James, because it's so much easier for some people to understand it better, and then we'll go to the King James Version. Beginning at Hebrews 10, into the hands of the living God. But recall the former days in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great struggle with suffering, partly while you were made a spectacle, both by reproaches and tribulations, and partly while you became companions of those who were so treated. For you had compassion on me in my chains, and joyfully accepted the plundering of your goods, knowing that you have a better and enduring possession for yourselves in heaven. Therefore, do not cast away your confidence, which has great reward, for you have need of endurance, so that after you have done the will of God, you may receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he who is coming will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any draws back, my soul has no pleasure in him. I was going to read the King James version of Hebrews 10, 31 through 38. For we know him that has said, I'm sorry, that's verse 30, okay, 31. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God, but call to remembrance the former days in which, after ye were illuminated, ye endured a great fight of affliction, partly while ye were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst ye became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion on me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourselves that ye have in heaven a better and an enduring substance. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Okay. We had been ministering on affliction this weekend at a prayer breakfast at 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and we shared some things about afflictions and God's people and their afflictions. So that's why I chose Hebrews 10:31-38. Paul reminds God's people of the things that they were able to go through when they first got saved. Sometimes we are all hyped up and all excited about our newfound Jesus Christ and our salvation in him. It seems like people could spit in your face and would bear any mind. But sometimes after we have just kind of gone through a little rough spots and hit a little bump here and there, it seems like we kind of lose focus on Jesus or in Christ Jesus. One that the Lord Jesus doesn't ever change, and that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that the same power and strength that he gives us when we first get saved, even being newborn Christians, we're able to go through. It seems like nothing matters. If somebody, you know, does something or says something about you or to you, it really doesn't matter. But then after we've kind of gotten a little spell, it seems like then it's easier for the enemy to come in and trick us. So we're on fire for the Lord. We have to remember that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. Now, if someone says something that we disagree with, we're ready to throw up our hands and put our marbles in our bag and go home and never return to the church. So when we first got saved, we were so much in love with Jesus until it just didn't matter. We need to keep our faith strong and go forward no matter what it looks like. A lot of times in our walk with the Lord, things doesn't look so good. You know, it seems like after we've walked for a while, I've been saved 37 years, it's like after we walk for a while, it seems it's easy for us to get weary in well-doing. But we really need to keep our focus because we realize that the enemy, we let our guards down, and that's when the enemy can come in like a flood, you know, and destroy us. Okay, remember the reward awaits us if we can endure. The reward awaits us if we can endure. Jesus is so soon to come, and the ones who can hold on will receive a crown of life. Sometimes we feel like I held on for years. It seemed like nothing was working. I had one of the evangelists share with me her prayer request the other day, and we immediately took it to the throne. But she was saying that, you know, I'm a tither and a giver according to the scripture of Malachi 3 and 8. She said, but it seems like I'm still in lack and want a lot of times when I know that I should have blessings stored up, and it seems like they're not coming down. So I just encourage her to endure. Just go through it. I mean, a lot of times we think that because we can't go shopping, that God has forgotten about us. But he did promise to meet our needs, and he'll do that. And he promised to give us some things that we want. But we have to be irrational about a lot of things. Because it's not that there is lack in heaven or lack in Jesus Christ. When we don't have what we want or things that we think we should have because of our faithfulness, if we just learn to endure, if we just learn to wait, it'll come. The Lord has no pleasure in a drawback spirit. Start today. Quit tomorrow. Start back next week. Hold on for about a month. Quit again. Look around and see something that you want to do. Stop and go do it and, you know, just fool around a little bit, waste up a little time. And then come running back to God with your head, hit a bump, and then you stay good for a few days and then you're back again. He doesn't have any pleasure in a drawback spirit. We have need of endurance. Our endurance needs to be strengthened and encouraged on a daily basis. So no matter what, when we weather the storm, if we can endure, we can go through whatever. You know, there's preparation that has to be made. That's why they have bulletins when hurricanes are coming and storms or water levels are rising. They put bulletins across the TV and the radio, and they even send messages to our cell phones and iPads and what have you. And then sometimes you'll hear a siren going off. This is a warning. Well, we're in the last day, and there's a storm coming for real. So we need to have endurance buckle about us so that when things hit hard, we can stand. We can stand. We can stand strong and tall. And then when the storm passes, there's still no time for us to relax. We need to continue to stand. We need to continue to endure and go through so that we'll be able to help somebody else who might get weary along the way, so that we might be able to encourage someone when they go through the same thing you've gone through. You can tell them how you went through. You might not can tell them that it was easy, but you can tell them that it was worth it. And you can encourage them and let them know that it's not going to last always, just the storms and hurricanes. They pass over. So this life, we're passing through some things, and some things are going to happen. But we just have to know without a shadow of doubt that if we endure and if we stay wrapped up, tied up, and tangled up in Jesus, that we can go through whatever. Okay, we all have storms. We all have turbulences in our lives. But when we put on endurance, we can make it. We think about the sun. We know that after a storm passes, the sun is going to peep through the cloud. And there are so many songs about the sun and how bright it shines, but it doesn't shine bright all the time. In the winter months, we hardly see the sun, and we're embracing winter. And in the spirit realm, winter is coming. Winter is coming, not just the season of winter, which is going to be here in a few weeks, but we're embracing hard times, and we're facing things that if we don't have endurance, we really might not make it. If we don't know how to go through, we might not make it, because the storms that are coming are going to be some hard ones. So we need to make sure that we are fasted and prayed up, and that we love God with all of our heart, and that we're in the right position for the shift, because not many days, not many months, not many years from now, there's going to be a great shifting in this world that we live in. But if we have on endurance, we can be able to stand. I hope that I've said something that would encourage your heart, because all of us go through storms. But remember, Jesus goes in the storm with us. He's always there. He promised never to leave nor forsake us. So let's keep him in our hearts. God bless you.
Thank you for that word, Evangelist Williams. At this time, I am going to play a song, and then I will come back and see if anyone has anything that they would like to add or say or any questions. We do have, I think it's, is it Minister Regina and Minister Jordan on the line also, and I will see if either one of them have a word that they would like to share. If not, then that's fine also, but I like to always give everyone an opportunity.
Okay.
Remember when?
Again, Evangelist Williams, I would like to thank you for that word. Do you have the ability to speak with Sister Regina and see if she would like to have a word?
Yes, hold on a minute.
Okay. In the meantime, Evangelist Williams spoke on endurance, and she spoke from Hebrews 10, chapter 10, verses 31 through 38.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Regina, are you on the line?
I'm bringing her on now.
Okay.
Hello.
Praise the Lord. Greetings from Savior's Place, Holiness Church. Giving honor to my pastor, First Lady, and all the ministers everywhere. It's truly an honor and privilege to just hear the word and just hold on to his word, because it's awesome and it's magnificent. And it's nothing too hard for him to do. So we just got to lean and depend on him and trust him. And he's going to do whatever we need. And God bless y'all.
All right. For that. Thank you so much for that. We have Minister Jordan. Minister Jordan, how are you this evening?
I'm doing good. I'm blessed beyond measure. God is good. Giving reference to God and the esteemed ministers and evangelists and, you know, all of us servants of God. I call a little bit of Evangelist Williams' message, but yes, endurance is what is needed in this day and age, but we also know that we do have victory in the end. Whenever our time for us to leave this earth, but we know if we trust in God and believe on his promises, and we know that, you know, God has never failed us, we know that in the end we do have that, but in the same respect, a lot of us, we do get weak. So we have to arm ourselves with the armor of God and look toward the finish line. But see, some races, you know, when we do a marathon, for instance, some of us can't finish the marathon. But, but the marathon, this marathon is a guaranteed win. So whenever we do, you know, I just want to add on is that we have to encourage each other. And if we don't have anyone to encourage us, we have to encourage ourselves. Look back where God has brought you from and look where he's going to get ready to take you to. Bless you all.
Oh, my.
Thank you so much. And we really do appreciate your input and having you join us on a regular basis. Now, Evangelist Williams, we have someone from a 936-295 number, and I know that's one of the members at your church.
It's probably Minister Cook.
Do you think I can ask her if she would like to have a word? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Is this Minister Cook?
Yes.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm doing well, thank you. Would you like to have a word?
Let me just, yes, ma'am, I'll talk.
All right.
Amen. I first give praises to God and to my pastor, to Evangelist Williams, to our co-host, and every minister that's on the line and everyone that's listening. It's just a beautiful thing. I didn't hear Minister Evangelist Williams because I came on late. But we're talking on endurance. And I think about the people of God. We've had to endure so much because we've come out of the world into a different life and a different lifestyle. And we have to give up the things of the world in order to serve God. And, you know, so many times we feel like, well, we're picked out to be picked on. But we have to endure. Sometimes we're persecuted just because we name the name of Jesus. And when we don't put up with a lot of stuff, sometimes people just, you know, turn their nose up at us. But that doesn't stop our race, because we've got to stay in the race regardless of what happens, because we remember how Jesus, everywhere he went, somebody came against him on what he was doing. But you know what? He didn't forget what his mission was. He didn't forget what his focus was. And
that's
it was to seek and to save those that were lost. And, you know, if he had not come, where would we be today?
All right.
And I think about it is a race, and it's a thing that we have to put on daily in order to be able to endure. Sometimes we get, you know, down in the dumps and depressed and say, well, you know, I don't know how I'm going to make it. But he tells us that we can do all things through him. So we have to remind ourselves of the scripture. And that's why he tells us to eat the word from Genesis to Revelation, that we'll have something to stand on. So when you get in a tight spot, just reach back and get that word and encourage yourself, as the minister said. We can't just go out and seek everybody else to encourage us. We have to encourage ourselves, because you know what? It's an individual relationship that we have with Christ. So he has to be number one.
Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Minister Cook, thank you for that. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
For that. Now, Evangelist Williams, would you, before I bring you back on, I think the only person that would have a different place to announce would be Minister Jordan. Would you like to give us the name of your place of worship, and then we'll have Evangelist Williams come back?
Right now, God is blessing me to go out on my own. The men of my ministry was at it for a long time, but now it's coming to fruition. It's Divine Dimensions Ministries of Tampa, Florida.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. God is good. That's the only thing I can say. When the chips are down, and when doors that man close in your face, God can open doors. And I've been living witness to that. You know, I just went back to work yesterday after being off for 5 months. And I came in for something that I just took. But today God opened up another door for me to go into another division where I wanted to be. So, and the endurance thing, a scripture just came in my head. Something that we all need to remember is, you know, in John it says, I go away to prepare a place for you. There where, you know, I go away to prepare a place. And he said he's coming back. So whenever we get down and out, just remember, he says, I went away to prepare something for you. He didn't say I'm going away and I'm not coming back. I'm going away to prepare something for you. Yeah, it's going to be hard. And, you know, being a Christian is not a job that is easy. You know, we run into pitfalls and snares. But we got to remember that Christ came and died for our sins and that we can have eternal life. So anytime we get down, you know, he defeated death over 2,000 years ago. The gift of life is something to think about. I'm done because I'm about ready to get started.
All right. That's awesome.
All right. Thank you. Evangelist Williams, would you let the listeners know where they can find you?
Yes. We're at 1618 Exeter in Dallas, Texas, 75216. And our worship, our Sunday school, 9:45. Morning worship service starts at 12. We have Bible study on Wednesday night at 7:30. And prayer service on Friday nights at 7:30. So if anybody's in the area or would like to travel, come right onto the savings place. We'll do you some good.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. I have enjoyed this evening and the message on endurance.
Amen.
And we're going to end the show. I know this show is a little bit shorter than we normally do, but we received the message.
And let's make the announcement of the time change, because a lot of people think it's still from 6:30. Beginning at 6:30, it starts at 5:30 now. So
okay.
We'll be on the air at 5:30.
Okay. All right. Now, would you like to end the show with a prayer, Evangelist Williams, and we'll call it a day.
Yes, and I would also like to see, sometimes I know Minister Cook works, but I was trying to get the ministers at the church involved. Sometimes when my voice is as raggedy as it is, I would like for some of my backup team to speak in my stead. So I'm going to try to get Evangelist Burns to start coming on so that they can minister also. We have some powerful ministers at our church. So if that's okay, I would like to extend that invitation to her this afternoon, and I'll get in touch with Evangelist Burns and also Minister Sanders. She's not at our church anymore. She's back in Montgomery, but still she's a licensed minister. So I would just like, you know, to let them know that it's not just me there in ministry also, and we're trying to reach souls through the radio broadcast. All right? You ready to pray?
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the session on endurance this evening. We thank you for those who are listening. And we pray your God's blessings over them in their lives. Bless and take care of their families, oh God. Watch over the children on the school campuses and meet the needs of all of your people, God. We thank you in advance, God, for counseling the assignment of violence on the school campuses. Speak the works of it in the name of Jesus. And let me call freedom to your people, God. And we speak peace in the land in the midst of the storms, God. Let us hear your peace with your voice, teaching us your will and your ways. This is our prayer in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless all of you.
Amen. God bless you.
Okay. Again, thanks, Evangelist Williams, and everyone else that's on. I don't want to take anyone for granted. So I want everyone to know I love you, and I do thank you, and
you
we
too.
Will be back again on next Monday.
Okay. And I'll let you know in advance, Ms. Sugar, if one of the power packing members of our church in ministry would like to speak for 15 to 20 minutes, okay?
Okay. That'll be fine.
All right. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
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 Yes, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, love, it's for you. me. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Sometimes I think about the things you have done for me. How you washed away all my sins, set my spirit free. Then I look back on my life. I haven't always done right. Still your goodness and mercy follows me every day of my life. I believe I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. When I thought about giving up, you said trust in me. If you hold on and faint now, keep your faith in me. Lord, you don't see me like I am. You see me like I'm gonna be. So I believe I'll run on, see what the end's gonna be. Hallelujah, I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Not anything I've done, Lord, as far as I can see. Guess I'm too close to the mirror to see what you see in me. Hallelujah, too close to the mirror to see what you see. While you shower down your blessings on me. Too close to the mirror, to see what you see.